No, really, I haven't. Now, Baal Day, we've had, of course, Baal Day. No, I haven't really. In fact, of course, when back when we used to cut hay, to haul to the barn, before we actually had baled hay, we made hay shocks. We shocked hay, they called it. And what you did, you actually put it in these little individual shocks, and then they come along with a wagon and use these pitchforks and loaded it on the wagon like that. But first they'd rake it with the mule, which you see. And then we would have to shock it, they call it, in little individual shocks. Mm-hmm. Then they'd haul it to the barn.
I see. You mentioned you had cows. Mm-hmm. Did you ever have any special places for keeping the cows? Maybe a fenced-in place to milk them in? Or
we just called it the lot. In other words, you had your barn, and then around the barn it's always fenced in, and that fenced-in place is called the lot. Mm-hmm. Of course, a lot of people would say the barnyard or something like that, but we didn't. We always just called it the lot.
Did you ever have any? Where did you milk them? Say.
Well, Mother used to milk them in this, either in this hallway of the barn, mm-hmm. or in these little individual stalls. You know, mm-hmm. Lots of times we'd run them into each individual stables, mm-hmm. and milk them, and then run them back out into the pasture, or mm-hmm. back out into the lot, wherever they're going to stay. And but she always just milks there in the hallway of the barn there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You ever hear of a cow pen or milk gap or any sort of small fenced-in area that you might?
I've heard of the milk gap, but just heard of it. I'm not familiar with it.
Okay. And where did people used to keep their milk and butter before they had refrigerators?
Mother kept hers in the cellar. Uh-huh. We had just a cellar. Mm-hmm. underneath the smokehouse, and it was one of these that you've heard of the cellar. They had the cellar doors, those little slanting doors, and mm-hmm. you raised it and actually went down into the cellar. And my grandmother, they had a spring. And of course, my husband's mother, they have a spring, and they actually kept their butter in the spring, and they had what they call a milk box in the spring, which was just a little wooden box, mm-hmm. and they set their milk and their butter in some kind of container down in that box to keep it from floating away. But all we ever had was a cellar, mm-hmm. and we usually had to keep tubs of water in the cellar and keep the milk in the sitting in that water.
Do you get water from the spring or something?
Well, we had just a cistern. We didn't have a spring either. So that's all we had was just a cistern. So it wasn't actually very cold. We thought it was because we didn't know what cold was. And so that was the only thing. We never didn't even have an ice box until, you know, one of these old ice boxes where you actually put the big blocks of ice in, until finally we got electricity when I was pretty good size and got a refrigerator then. Uh-huh. But until that, we kept it in the cellar.
What about a place now where they might have milk cows and a big farm where they have nothing but these cows?
Like dairies or something.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear that word dairy used for anything, to refer to anything besides this farm?
No, not really. I haven't. No, I guess I haven't.
Okay. Where would you let your animals out to graze?
In the pasture.
Did you? This was fenced in.
Mm-hmm. You ours was, yeah.
Uh-huh. I guess this would be before your time, but a long time ago, you know, when they didn't have laws that said you had to.
That's right, the no fence laws.
Uh huh. Do you know where you'd let them out then?
No, I don't really.
I mean, would you call that the pasture?
Well, they really probably just owned an open range, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
They
call it, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. And you know,